The Bristol Bay sockeye fishing season is over, and it was not a year to make the fleet very happy. Still, the price was not bad, considering the market, and the ultimate strength of the run was also not bad. Mike Mason has a roundup from member station KDLG in Dillingham.
The first thing you notice when you look at the numbers is that the actual sockeye run to Bristol Bay came in below the forecast. It depends on which forecast you look at, but the difference between the official ADF&G forecast and the actual run is about 8 million fish. The difference between the actual run and the forecast put forward by the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute is about 5 million sockeye. The actual harvest is about 22 million fish, which is about 6 million below the Fish and Game preseason forecast. The Nooshigat Commercial Fishing District was one of the districts in Bristol Bay where the actual run and the harvest came in well below the forecast. Fish and Game predicted the run would be 9.5 million sockeye. The actual run came in below 7 million. The harvest was just below 5 million. The preseason forecast anticipated that the harvest would be just over 7 million. The same trend was seen in more or less degrees in the Ugashik and Igigik districts. The run and harvest numbers for the Naknek-Quijack district came in very close to the preseason forecast. Gunnar Knapp is an economist with the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research and is considered one of the leading experts on the salmon fisheries in Alaska.
Bristol Bay, it seems to me, is in the unfortunate situation of we've got other areas of the state having, in particular Cook Inlet, having a great run of sockeye, and that's going to, I would expect, sort of reduce the likelihood that the sockeye price would go up somewhat.
While the price paid to fishermen varies quite a bit depending on the seafood processor, most of the major processors that operate in Bristol Bay offered up a price this year of $1 a pound. Knapp says that $1 figure can be viewed as a significant number.
It is obviously significantly higher in a long-term perspective than the prices people were seeing a decade ago. It's nowhere near what it was in the late 80s. It's a heck of a lot better than it was in the late 90s and early 2000s.
The seafood processing industry in Bristol Bay runs the gamut from very large processors like Trident and Icicle to much smaller processors like Naknek Family Fisheries. Izetta Chambers helps run the small business. She characterized the 2011 sockeye fishery as strange.
The weather was really hard, both, you know, mentally and physically, I think, on folks. That was a real challenge. And then having the forecast be 28% over what was actually harvested, I think, had sort of a disheartening effect on some of the fleet.
Every river either met or exceeded their escapement goals. However, in the case of the Igigik River, fishermen had to sit for a week to get to the lower end of the escapement goal, and the escapement goal for the Quijack River was adjusted down in season in Dillingham. I'm Mike Mason.